Pump Fund has now sold 446 Matron SOL worth $780 at 175 off average. Pump Fund, the Solana Mima coin launchpad, has now sold a cumulative 4.46 million SOL worth approximately $780 million at an average price of $175 per token, according to a Cointelegraph update on May 28, 2026. The latest tranche moved into a weakening market. SOL is trading at 80.45 as of May 28, down 3.82% in the past 24 hours and 7.06% on the week. The cumulative figure puts a sharper number on what has become the most consistent source of structural selling pressure on Solana in 2026. The platform's fee revenue is denominated in SOL, and Pump Fund's treasury operations have been steadily converting that flow into stablecoins and other assets since the team began publicly disclosed sales last year. The cumulative number is the story. The headline that matters is not the individual tranche size, but the running total. $780 million in realized selling. At an average exit price more than double the current spot, means Pump Fund has been distributing on the way up and continues to distribute on the way down. The average sale price of $175 sits well above today's $80.45, which tells you the team began its program when SOL traded near recent highs and has kept selling through the round trip. For SOL holders, that creates a persistent overhead supply problem. Every Solana rally has to absorb known seller flow before price discovery can resume. Pump Fund's revenue model means the seller never fully steps back. As long as the platform generates fees, those fees translate into SOL that eventually hits the market. Market context: as of May 28, crypto is in a broader risk-off move heading into the end of May. Bitcoin is at 72,880 won, down 3.5% in 24 hours and 6.4% on the week. Ethereum is at 119.75, down 4.6% over the same period. The CoinMarketCap Fear and Greed Index sits at 31 in fear territory. SOL's 7-day decline of just over 7% is steeper than Bitcoin's, but in line with the broader altcoin drawdown. The token has lost roughly 54% from Pump Fund's average sale price, which means anyone who bought from the platform's offloaded supply near the highs is sitting on substantial paper losses. The platform itself, by selling progressively, has captured most of the upper half of that range. Pump Fund's role in Solana's revenue cycle: Pump Fund has become one of the largest single fee generators on Solana, with Memecoin trading volume on the platform driving a meaningful share of the chain's total transaction count during peak periods. Each token launch and trade flows fees back to the platform in SOL, which then needs to be either held or converted. The team has been transparent about converting. Earlier disclosures showed the platform liquidating SOL at regular intervals through known wallets, with on-chain trackers logging each transfer to centralized exchange deposit addresses. The 4.46 million SOL figure is the running tally of those flows since the program began. The operational logic is straightforward. A startup generating crypto revenue typically does not want to run a treasury fully exposed to that same crypto. Selling reduces variance and funds operations. The market impact is a side effect, not the intent. Implications for SOL price action. A consistent, transparent seller acts differently from a one-time whale dump. The market generally knows Pump Fund sells. That knowledge is already partially priced in, but the cumulative scale of the program means it shapes the depth of any rally rather than producing single shock events. SOL bulls have to plan around the assumption that strength gets met with platform supply. The counter is that Pump Fund's fee generation depends on a functioning memcoin economy on Solana. If trading activity slows, fees slow, and so does the seller. In a deeper risk-off regime, the program partially self-regulates. Whether that brings any relief in the current cycle depends on whether memcoin activity contracts faster than SOL's price. So far in May, both have been moving in the same direction at similar speed.